Welcome to Explore Radio. I'm Jeff St. Clair. A major effort is underway to brand Cleveland as a national tech hub. Blockland is the brainchild of a Cleveland luxury car dealer who's put together an A-team of backers of blockchain technology. But what is blockchain and what can it do? In this week's Explore Radio, we look at the challenges of making Cleveland a tech mecca. This could be the sound of Cleveland's economic future. Powerful fans cool a bank of computer hardware in William Butler's West Side basement. Butler is part of a small community of cryptocurrency enthusiasts in Cleveland. He's mining for Bitcoin, probably the best known cryptocurrency.
So what they are doing is they are trying to create a block.
It's like a bank ledger.
A block is basically all the transactions that have occurred recently in the Bitcoin network.
The block contains the ledger like a safe, and Butler's computers are working to create the combination.
It's like solving a puzzle, right? It's clicking through all the combinations of a puzzle in some ways.
Yes, that would be a good description of it.
Once the combination is created, the Bitcoin inside the block is safe from hackers. Stack those blocks on top of each other, and you have a blockchain. In the case of Bitcoin, its blockchain contains every transaction ever made with the cryptocurrency, dating back to its invention 10 years ago.
Cryptocurrency is one application that uses blockchain technology. There's thousands of other applications.
That's Bernie Moreno, the spiritual leader of the Blockland Cleveland Crusade. We're meeting at his Mercedes dealership in North Olmsted, where Moreno says his interest in blockchain was sparked by his son.
But about 2.5 years ago, my son came to me, my son Kevin, my youngest son, said, take all your money and invest it in Bitcoin. I had no idea what Bitcoin was.
Moreno did not take his son's advice, but he did spend time learning about the technology behind Bitcoin. Now he's telling anyone who will listen that blockchain can lay the foundation of a new era of prosperity in Cleveland.
If you're going to have a blockchain startup, this is the place you do it. If you're going to invest in blockchain startups, this is the place I would invest in. And if you're a developer, you're a student who wants to do blockchain development, Cleveland's the place where you would do it.
Blockchain, he predicts, will soon be used for voting, municipal bonds, deeds.
Digital car titles, there's digital driver's licenses, birth certificates, college degrees, medical records.
He says these can all be done easier and cheaper online using secure blockchain technology. Moreno has put together a 10-part plan fast-tracking Cleveland's transformation from Rust Belt to Tech Belt, culminating in the Blockland Solutions Conference in December.
Right now, recruiting an army of people to go out there and spread this gospel, so to speak, throughout the community.
His committee of co-chairs is a who's who's list of Cleveland movers and shakers. Among them, Vice President of Research at Case Western Reserve University, Suzanne Rivera.
I really think of it as a movement.
Rivera says Case is all in.
This is going to be the way of the future. We can either let it pass us by, or we can seize this opportunity.
The Blockland Initiative has also teamed with the Blockchain Research Institute in Toronto, a think tank that's laying out roadmaps for business uses of the technology. Hillary Carter is managing director.
Cleveland stepped up to be the very first city outside of Canada to want access to the thought leadership that we're creating at the BRI.
Carter is preaching a new economic vision made possible by locally developed online platforms that cut out the middlemen.
Blockchain is the technology that is poised to disrupt the very centralized players that have profited in the first era of the internet, the Facebooks, the Ubers, the Airbnbs, the Open Tables.
Blockland is driven by the personal charisma of Bernie Moreno, who resists comparisons to another inspirational figure.
I know LeBron James, and I'm no LeBron James. Okay, so let's get that out of the way.
For Moreno, Blockland is Cleveland.
This whole thing works when the average citizen of Cleveland is dramatically smarter than the average citizen anywhere else relative to blockchain technology.
And he may be right, but communicating just what blockchain is remains a formidable challenge. I'm Jeff St. Clair with this week's Explore Radio.